This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here to talk about that and more from the Sporting News. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show. Let's go get Bill Bender. Bill, how you feeling this morning? Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you and the family.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bob. Nolan, thanks for having me on. It's a full day today, man. I'm going to make a confession. I went to bed when USC went up by 10 last night and then woke up this morning and said, what happened? You know, TCU getting that win in overtime. That's why you never go to bed early.
Well, Lincoln Riley usually has his defense on point in situations like that. So, you know, it tends to happen. And then the Tennessee-Illinois game was another barn burner earlier in the day. But I guess with Ole Miss Georgia in the Sugar Bowl tomorrow night, Bill, and if I read this correctly and if I'm wrong, you know, which I usually am, let me know, that Kiffin Lane is going to be with the governor of Louisiana watching Ole Miss at the Sugar Bowl at the Superdome is against Georgia. And I guess maybe a lot of people are rooting for Georgia just because Lane Kiffin's going to be at the Sugar Bowl with the governor of Louisiana in this matchup.
You know, I was a Batman fan growing up, and he certainly is on the level of like a, you know, one of those guys Batman has to chase down at some point. And, at least as if you were an Ole Miss fan. I don't know. I think it's a distraction in some ways. This is really about Ole Miss, and they were very impressive. I'm starting to walk back my initial read on this game. I think Georgia's going to win. I thought they would win convincingly. Love their defense in November. But Ole Miss played very well against Tulane in the first round. And they remember, that game last time, there wasn't a punt until the third quarter. That could be a good football game.
Now, the other game, well, tonight you got Miami and Ohio State, and, you know, you have Just Saying taking on the Hurricanes, who did manage to get into the playoffs, and you've talked, I'm sure, Bill, a bazillion times about how they got in, Notre Dame didn't, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're in the here and now, and Ohio State defending champions, they lose to Indiana in the Big Ten championship and all that good stuff. How's Ohio State put together going into tonight's matchup? I don't want to say crystal ball and his Hurricanes have nothing to lose, but they're pretty significant underdogs heading into a matchup that these were arguably the two top teams preseason coming into college this year.
I mean, great defense, both sides. You know, how does Ohio, here's the key to the game. Does Ohio State give Julian Sain enough time against that Miami pass rush to get the ball down the field to the playmakers with Tate and Smith? Smith, obviously a Miami native, talked about that this week. If they do, they'll be in good shape. There is, you know, I grew up obviously in Central Ohio, know exactly where I was when these two teams played in the 2003 BCS championship game. social media, just the tone I'm seeing from it, Miami wants this one. They're still thinking about that Glenn Sharp pass interference call way back in the day. But, you know, that doesn't matter in the present tense. I think Ohio State, we're forgetting that they only allowed 16 points or less in every game. And I think that defense carries the day the Buckeyes win.
And more from the Ohio State side there, you know, sound confident in their ability. But Ryan Day taking over play calling duties for their offensive coordinator, Hartline, because he's got the job coming up, leaving Ohio State. Obviously not Ryan Day's first time calling plays, but you got to go back a few years to 2022. Do you see this leading to maybe a sluggish start in any way, or is this going to be seamless?
Well, I mean, we'll find out. I've thought all along that Ryan Day has become a better coach since he gave that up, as much, you know, and he still weighs in on that. And that will be, if Ohio State loses, that will be the first thing everybody points to, you know, because we got to find something to blame if the offense does get off to that sluggish start. But I just don't think it's that big. It is a deal, but is it a deal breaker? No. You know, the one thing they've had all season is Matt Patricia calling that defense. So, I mean, he doesn't have to mess with that side of the ball. They've been very good on there. I mean, if you look across the All-American teams, half of their defense is on there. So, I mean, that will be the key tonight. Can they force a couple Carson Beck turnovers? Carson Beck, for all the criticism, he was very good in November.
And from one coach to another here, I mean, Kurt Cignetti, what can you say at this point? I mean, as accomplished as anybody over the last couple of years, the ascent at Indiana, just to have them in the CFP 2 years in a row is crazy enough. Now to be the number one team is absolutely insane. Can't wrap my mind around it. But I was actually asking Bob earlier in the week, if Indiana goes on to win this thing, and look, they're the number one team, they very well could, what is the perception of Cignetti at that point? Is he all of a sudden thrust into, all right, this guy's not just a rising name, but he might be the best coach in college football?
That's wild to think, but I mean, you're spot on. This is I've covered college football sporting news for, I think, 16 years now. And I mean, I've watched it my whole life. I've never seen a story like this. I used to say Dabo turning Clemson into a national championship store or superstore was probably the biggest story of the last 50 years because it was Clemson. This is 100 times more than that, right? Like, it's an unbelievable amount of confidence they draw from him. I think the comparison I've made, their program is embodied by him like it used to be with Bob Knight in basketball. And for good and bad, like, there are Cignetti haters out there for the way he talks and carries himself in press conference, but that confidence, that borderline arrogance, is exactly what Indiana needed. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't think they would beat Oregon. I didn't think they would beat Iowa. Penn State, I thought they would win at the time. And I didn't think they would beat Ohio State. And they've done nothing but break all of those down.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining us here. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. New Year's Eve, Mike Pope's on the side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Well, the other game You mentioned Oregon. They're taking on Texas Tech. And, you know, I've seen the Red Raiders play. You know, full disclosure, my wife went to BYU, watched them get their asses kicked by Texas Tech a couple of times. But it's not the Leach or Kingsbury Red Raiders here where they're scoring 50 points a game and hoping not to give up 51. Why is the defense so dominant? Are they dominant enough, however, to slow down the Oregon Ducks here? Two and a half point dogs, Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl.
You just asked the most intriguing question of the quarterfinal round, in my opinion. Is this Texas defense that level? Jacob Rodriguez is unbelievable. We had a feature on him this week. I presented the Nagurski Trophy to him a month ago, and what an awesome experience, because he's got a great family around him, and they've got a great defense around them, and they're not there just to be there. So can they slow down this Oregon team that's established around Dan Lanning? I mean, you got to wake up early for that one, shake off whatever you do tonight, but because that's going to be worth the watch. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Don't have a great read on it. I picked Oregon, but would not be surprised if Texas Tech won. And by the way, your wife should be happy after that Pop-Tarts victory. What a game that was. What a comeback by the Cougs.
Yeah, old Brockmeyer, whatever the hell his name is, who looked like he was going to be the reason they lost, actually turned out to be. And by the way, Bill, I was eating Pop-Tarts the entire game. So living down to it. I love cherry Pop-Tarts. We're babbling now. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Bill, we appreciate your time as always. Happy New Year to you and the family. And we'll talk to you before we get to the semifinal fun in college football this year.
You guys call anytime. Happy New Year. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Thanks, Bill Bender, everybody. We'll come back, reset the show for you. Stick around for that. Got the keys to victory. How do the Ravens win the AFC North? I didn't think it was going to happen 3 weeks ago. Now there's a very real possibility it will. Now we're going to be pissed if it doesn't. We got keys coming up next. Then your phone calls, news from the next top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.